Okay.
So that's why this year is not really supposed to be the full hour and a quarter. It's really more just a Leil Erev Yom Kippur Limud HaTorah fraternity, hopefully with some lumdus and maybe halacha applications for Yom Kippur as well. But Dave correctly pointed out that we shouldn't be missing of all nights Leil Erev Yom Kippur from our regular Seder HaLimud. So for that reason, figured we would just look at some ideas behind the Surim of Yom Kippur. Again, we'll lumdus focus, a little halacha l'maaseh application as well. Start with the Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Samach Zayin. The Mishnah is speaking about the individual who was designated to take the Sa'ir la'azazel. And the Mishnah says that the Yakira Yerushalayim, Hashuba Yerushalayim, would accompany him as he would take his Sa'ir la'azazel out to the desert. And the Mishnah says that there were these various huts, sukkos, that were set up along the way. So this guy is on a fast day, walking out into who knows where, out into the Judean desert, presumably. I'm sure we've all been on tours there at some point or another. Judean desert, outside of Yerushalayim. It's like an endless, just seemingly barren and completely uncultivated just desert, as far as I can see. So imagine this guy is walking out in Yom Kippur of all times, to be going with no water, and into the desert. This doesn't like sound too encouraging. And all he's got with him is his goat. So the Mishnah says they would set up before Yom Kippur these sukkos, these huts along the way, these stations. And the stations would be manned by people who were posted before Yom Kippur. And each station had some food and drink. It wasn't meant to tantalize him, wasn't meant to like make him suffer more as he's going on his merry way. But rather, the Mishnah says, I'll call sukkah the sukkah omrimlo. As he passed by each of these huts along the way, they would tell him, Hare mazon v'hare mayim. We have food for you, we have water for you, and it wasn't a trick. It wasn't like, haha, suffer. It was rather, feel free to take. As if you need it, here it is, drink, eat. And as I guess psychology might have it, you know, once you can do something if you really want to, then you lose the temptation to do it to a certain extent. And it has, I mean, does that ever work on Matzah Yom Kippur? Like you have the ability to eat and you like, figure, okay, now I can go half an hour longer because I don't need to eat right now. Right? So, so, apparently, some psychologists think that when you have the right to eat, it's like, okay, no pressure's off, now I can go forever.
No's touching the donut.
No's touching it, right, okay. So,
we had a machlokes if there's the inyan of eating, it covers tonight also.
Right, that is machlokes. My grandpa, I'm going to grow up. Yeah, that's machlokes. Shaila, if it's a dinyamta or not.
That's why they're
not.
Still here.
What's that?
That's why they're still here.
Ah, that's right. Machni for the grua. Okay, it's not good tomorrow morning. Is that? I know plenty of kids at home are not machni for the grua. So I'll take it. Okay. So the Mishnah says, at every stage, at every sukkah, they would tell him, here's food, here's drink. And they would accompany him from sukkah to sukkah. So he had the option to eat, the option to drink. Fine, wonderful, that's great. I wouldn't mind that job, you know, just to be the Sol HaZazel man, and to give him like an option to eat or drink as needed. Fantastic. So you would think, you see this Mishnah, okay, that means the guy's like dehydrating. He's walking through the Judean desert. He's dying of thirst. Okay, worst comes to worst, before he dies, we'll give him some hydration. Look at the Rambam here, and Rambam says, no, help us above us, you have a kippurim. Rambam says the following. Let's quickly read through the first few lines here. He says, they would then send off that goat, the live goat, with a designated person to take it to the desert. Anybody could accompany that goat, but it was the Kohanim Gedolim who did not let the Yisraelim accompany the goat. Kohanim took care of the goat that, and the accompanying of the goat to the Azazel, to the cliff. Rambam quotes the Mishnah, they would have these sukkos set up all the way along the way from Yerushalayim until the desert. And one man or many men would man each sukkah, each hut. So he'd have escorts all the way through. And at each sukkah, says Rambam, Omer Melo, Hare Mazen, Hare Mayim, there's food, there's water. And look how Rambam formulates the option to eat or drink. Rambam doesn't say if he's, you know, full of a sukkah, and if he's crawling on all fours, gasping for breath, then he can eat or drink. Rambam says, Im kosh al kocho, the guy feels a little weak. And he needs to eat. Ochel, he eats. And then they're mad, but no one ever actually took him up on it. No one ever actually needed to do that. So one day, Chaim will be zelta to you know, break that that streak. You'll be sorry about Zazel man. You'll teach him how it's done, right?
Oh, yeah.
So So the Rambam says, you don't have to be Cohen, right? Anybody can do it.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to be.
Did it, yeah.
That's true. That right. Okay.
That would make you even more special to me.
Adopt your first Yisrael to do it and to eat. Right. And that's why no Yisrael ever do it again. Only Cohen from then on. Right.
Two records.
It might be too hot.
Okay. But look at what Rambam's formulation is. Im kashal kocho v'tzarech lef al ochel. Rambam says, if he feels weak and he needs to eat, he eats. He doesn't say, Kolam Asukam, he's dying, he's in danger. He feels weak, he eats. So Soloveitchik asked the following. He said, I know that it comes to avodas hakarbonos, shita, an avoda of shechting an animal. That's Doka Shabbos, that's Doka Yom Tov. We know that. You can makriv karbonos on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. I should have a malacha d'oraisa, fee of karis. Doesn't matter, avoda is Doka Yom Tov. It's Doka Shabbos. Gemara Pesachim, Tanach Vav, tells us, the word mo'ado is found in the pasuk in the context of Korban Pesach, to be makriv the Korban Pesach at the right time, and the word mo'ado is found in the context of being makriv Korban Tomid on a daily basis. I think about Darshan's ma mo'ado ha'amr b'tomid dofes haShabbos, just like Korban Tomid, we know you shecht it even on Shabbos. Af mo'ado ha'amr b'Pesach dofes haShabbos. So to Korban Pesach, in theory, is dofes haShabbos too. And the Gemara says, and how do you know that Korban Tomid is Docha Shabbos? The Gemara cites the pasuk, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato al Olas HaTomid. That implies that the Olas HaTomid is Nikrav and Nishchat on Shabbos. So this is the source in Gemara Pesachim Tanach Vav, that Shechita of Korbanos is Docha Shabbos. Fine, very nice. So I know that Avodas HaKorbanos is Docha Shabbos. Very good. But the question is, since when is the Avoda of Korbanos, which on Yom Kippur includes Sa'ir La'azazel, since when is that Docha, not just Isuri Melacha, such as Shechita, but even Isuri Achila and Shasiya on Yom Kippur? Meaning, we know you can shecht a carbon on Yom Kippur Shabbos. Shechita is a Melacha Daraisa, Chiyav Karis, doesn't matter. For the sake of a carbon, you can do it. If this is the day the carbon is supposed to be brought, go right ahead. But Achila and Shasiya on Yom Kippur is also Chiyav Karis. It's not a malacha, it's a issur of inui. You have to afflict yourself. Since when does the ability or the need to engage in bringing the karban, sar la'azazel, allow you to override an issur achila and shasiya? That doesn't seem to follow. The shechita is necessary for the karban. Okay, so you shech the karban. But since when can the bring of the karban enable you and allow you to eat and drink on Yom Kippur? That's his question.
Because Yom Kippur, because the Sar La'azazel is not going to be, if you don't do the Sar La'azazel, you still have Yom Kippur. But if you don't do the Karban, you have to do the Karban on Shabbos.
So even if the Sar La'azazel is something you must do in Yom Kippur, and it is critical for the Kapara of Yom Kippur, right? That is the Kapara of Kali, the Sar La'azazel.
Okay.
Even if you assume it's critical. So fine, so shecht it, we'll push it off the cliff, kill it, whatever you got to do to it. But why does the one who's engaged in bringing it have a right to eat and drink?
Does the person who's engaged in bringing the carbon on Shabbos have any extra right to do something that besides the actual carbon?
No, no, only the actual malacha of shechita that he couldn't do in Erev Shabbos, that has to do on Shabbos.
What's special about the Sar La'azazel versus
why does he have the right, in order to do the avoda of the carbonus of Yom Kippur, why does he have the right to eat and drink as well? That's
so
the question.
Question is it that he has the right Umafreya, or is it that he's walking in the desert? If he loses kayak, if he gets to the point that he's desperate, then anyone has the right. Anyone, you know, if somebody is a.
But if he's desperate, if he's weak, says that he's weak. Doesn't say he's home and suffering, doesn't say he's dying, says he's weak.
Well, first of all, that's Rambam's formulation, right?
So ask Rambam, why does he formulate that even if you're not a chole mesukan, you're just weak? The fact you're engaged in avoda of carbon allows you to eat and drink. That's the question. So Soloveitchik has the following yisod. And look at the formulation of the Rambam when it comes to the isur of eating and drinking and all the isur of the inuyim on Yom Kippur. The eating, the drinking, the sicha, the nilas sandal, tash shemitah. Look how he phrases it. Rambam says in Hilchas Shvisas Asar, which means the resting of the tenth, in Perek Afalach Aleph, he says, mitzvah ase lishbos memlacha. It's a mitzvah to rest, to cease from engaging in work. What's the pasuk? Shabbos, shabbosom, hulachem. Okay, that's great. I understand that. Shabbos, shabbosom means rest, no work. Lishbos Mimalacha. Fine, that makes perfect sense. But then in Alacha Dalid and Alacha Hey, look how he quotes the Isser of eating and drinking. If you would have asked me, how would you form up the Isser of eating and drinking? I would have said, it's a mitzvah to afflict yourself. To anus nafsho seichem. But how does Am formulate it? He says, mitzvahs aseh acheres in Alacha Dalid. Yesh Yom HaKippurim. There's another mitzvah on Yom Kippur. Mitzvah saseh. He doesn't say mitzvah to be ma'ana yourself. He says, lishbos bo me'achil shasiyah. To rest from eating and drinking. Cease from eating and drinking. That word lishbos, strange formulation to use in the context of not eating, not drinking. He doesn't say to fast. He doesn't say to afflict yourself. He says to cease from eating, drinking. That same word, lishbos, shabbos, shabbason, used in the context of shvisa from malacha, he uses it with regard to not eating and drinking. And look at malacha hey. V'chein lamad v'chi ha-shua. We've also derived from the Chazal's tradition of interpretation that it's usher to wash or to anoint or to wear leather shoes or to have bia. U'mitzvah lishbos mikol elu kiderech sheshoves miachila u'shasiya shenemar shabbos shabbosam. It's a mitzvah to refrain from, to cease from all of these inuyim because it says shabbos shabbosam. Shabbos l'inyan achila v'shabbosam l'inyanam elu. The Rambam takes that same phrase in the pasuk, Shabbos Shabbosam, which was used to teach us Isser Melacha, and he uses that same phrase to teach us, so too you engage in refraining, in ceasing, in being shoves, not just from Melacha, but from eating, drinking, and all the other inuyim. It's a very puzzling formulation. I would have expected there's Shabbos Shabbosam, which means Isser Melacha, and there's mitzvah Ta'anus Nafsho Seichem, which means afflict yourself, don't eat, don't drink, etc. Rambam says, no, all of these Isurim are included under Shabbos Shabbosam. They're all a mitzvah to be shoveis from Malacha, Achila, Shasiya, Bechitza, Sicha, Nilas Sandal, Pash Shemitah. What does that indicate? What that indicates says, the Soloveitchik, is that in truth, the Chamesh Inuyim are all much like the Isur of Malacha, derivatives of the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur. They are all derived from the sanctity of Yom Kippur, which is essentially what Shabbos Shabbosan refers to. The Kedusha Yom Kippur is expressed through Shabbos Shabbosan, through refraining from what? Malacha, Achila, Shasiya, Sicha, Mechitza, Nesasandal, Tashtamita. All of these inuyim, not just Malacha, are mitzvahs of Shabbos Shabbosam, to refrain from engaging in. They're all included under the same category of Shabbos Shabbosam that stems from the Kedusha Siyam of Yom Kippur. So the same way I have a hetter to do Shechita, to do Malacha, to violate the Kedusha Siyam of Kippur for the sake of Avodah Sakrabanos by doing Malacha, so too I have the right to violate Kedusha Siyam of Kippur by eating and drinking, if it's helpful in the process of bringing the karma. That's his first yesod. Now with that yesod, we come to halacha l'maisa question, which is the following. Are you allowed to use deodorant on Yom Kippur? Kind of out there question. Maybe not as troubling a question here in New York, but in Atlanta where it's 100 degrees this past week.
It's not secret photonic.
It's, you know, far more pressing. What?
It's not secret photonic.
So that's the question. When it comes to using deodorant, deodorant is a shadow of stigma, by anointing yourself. So you're correct. Deodorant is not meant for tainah. It's meant for kavod brius. It's meant for preventing bad odor, preventing perspiration, lahaver sazuma, in the words of the poskim. But is that mutter Yom Kippur?
Well, it has nothing to do with that avodah. You don't say you don't need deodorant in order to...
True. I'm not asking about the guy going through Judean desert. I'm asking about us lemaisa today. Right? Any one of us. Is deodorant mutter Yom Kippur? Do I have to load up on Erev Yom Kippur nights? You know, soon enough, sekes, you know, last two things before you go to shul, take a drink of water and spray, you know, for extended period of time. You know, is that what you had to do? Or no, that's regular. You know, you get the warning, you can take care of deodorant beans and spouse, so it's no big deal. The shahs is this, like you said, is the issue of deodorant, of sicha, limited to when it's only the timer for purposes of pleasure, in which case deodorant is mutter, it's not for pleasure, it's for kavod brios, hygiene, etc. Or do you say no, the issue of sicha, the issue of sicha.
But hygiene is different than...
That's the question.
You can't wash your hands.
So the question is, are you allowed to do sicha when it's not latinic, it's not for pleasure, it's just for hygiene purposes?
No, but you can't wash your hands fully either, right?
Oh, so you're saying with pizza, it's also across the board,
also,
right?
But if you were a Han Solo guy, you go out and call, and you have to wash.
So that's a good question, because you are allowed to wash, sort of move dirt on your hands, right? If your hands get dirty, you can wash your hands in Kippur, right? Shulchan Aruch in... Right, that is well correct, right? In Shulchan Aruch in Tafei Gimel, said if your hands are muflachim betit, they're dirty, you are allowed to wash them off because only rechitza shaltanig is also. So by rechitza, Shulchan Aruch does say that only rechitza of tainug is also.
Right.
But by sicha, is that the case? So look at Rambam here. Rambam in Shvisis also, Gimel Test, says it's also to engage in sicha, mixas gufo, kekol gufo, bein sicha shaltanig, bein sicha she'ena shaltanig. Regardless of whether it's for pleasure purposes or not, you cannot do sifa. You may not, says Rambam, use your deodorant on your kippur morning. Even sicha she'en osho tanig is asur. Yet, in Hilchos Taniyos, in discussion of Tisha B'av, the Rambam says that, the second line there, in Rambam Hilchos Taniyos, Karakir Elochahed, Rambam says, asur v'sicha shol tanig. Tisha B'av, he says, only sicha shel tainug is aser. On Yom Kippur, he says, even sicha she'ena shel tainug is aser. The Rambam, for some reason, draws a distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av with regard to sicha. That Tisha B'av, if it's not for purposes of pleasure, go right ahead. Mutter. You order to Tisha B'av? Mutter. Yom Kippur? Nope. Even sicha she'ena shel tainug is aser on Yom Kippur, says the Rambam. And this is reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch here, last couple of lines on the page, says sicha is only aser shel tainug. That's by Tisha B'av. But Yom Kippur, he says, it's aser vasuch, even if it's only lahaver sazumah, it's aser. And Yom Kippur, even just to remove perspiration, sicha is aser. So why should that distinction be true? Why should that be true that there's a distinction between Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur with regard to aser sicha? Then Tisha B'av only sicha shel tainug is aser, and Yom Kippur even sicha she'ena shel tainug is aser. What's the distinction? So, sorry?
Shabbos, the pasuk of Shabbos, Shabbos is in the Kippur.
That's Yom Kippur. Right, Yom Kippur. No, that's Yom Kippur only. And that, perhaps, is what I saw that you suggest might be the distinction. In other words, once we assume, like we just did before, that the inuyim of Yom Kippur, including sicha, stem from Shabbos, Shabboson, and Tisha B'av is not the case. Tisha B'av, the Inurim are not based on Shabbos Shabbosim. They're based on just, you know, be miserable, be unhappy, be unhappy. That's Tisha B'av.
So why would Tisha
what? Someone once said to me that recently that, you know, once upon a time Tisha B'av was really a miserable day. You sat through hours of kinos, and nuclear was flying. Then you went home and you fasted and you're just like all alone for the rest of the day and kind of miserable. It says now they've ruined it. Now they've made kinos exciting. Everyone's got kinos programs. And after kinos, you have movie time. You go to the shuls. You watch various videos of this, that, another thing, and you have a kumsitz. The Tisha was all, you know, about enjoying it nowadays. It's a whole different Tisha book nowadays. Okay, be that as it may. Apparently, the issue of sicha on Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur are inherently different.
Right.
But Yom Kippur is derived from, it's a violation of Tush Sayom, which requires shvisa from these various activities. And by Tisha B'av, it's not based on Shabbos Shabbosim. It's based on just, you know, Dine Tainus, being miserable as reflecting a Tainus. And perhaps for that reason, Talvejic suggests maybe Shabbos Shabbosim implies more of an absolute prohibition of Sicha. Even Sicha She'en Osho Tainug would be Aser. Whereas by Tisha B'av, Sicha She'en Osho Tainug is going to be Mutter.
Shabbos Shabbosim doesn't.
Right, so that's a good question. But once you say that Shabbosim implies an absolute prohibition
right
on sicha, then why by rechitza do you have that that allowance for rechitza she'en osho tainug? Yeah, that's a good question. As I was wondering that myself. I wonder if he deals with that. It's a good question.
But also, how does he take because when it says Shabbos, Shabbos and by Shabbos,
right?
It doesn't.
It says Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur also says it.
Right, I know.
Oh, but why the distinction by Shabbos and Loch only by Yom Kippur? It's even
right
other.
So that's why I don't understand what the Rabbi is saying.
I guess because once Yom Kippur says Tanur Sanat Shasechem, that's Megal, the Shabbos Shabbosim, okay. Refers to everything, including the Inuyim.
So that's why, according to that, that's why Rambam uses the lotion of
Shabbos Shabbosim. Right.
Isn't it odd that you're learning the
right. Right.
Yep. Isn't it odd that you're learning the Inuyim from Shabbos Shabbosim and not the Nisim as Nat Shasechem?
The Nisim Nat Shasechem might tell you what kind of Shabbosim you're supposed to engage in. The Nisim Nat Shasechem tells you that Shabbosim you engage in is an Inuy. So you engage in not just Shavisa from Lacha, but also Shavisa from Achila, Shasiya, etc. Right, it's follows one after the other. Right, it's right, exactly. Yeah. Words, what's the Shabbos Shabbosim? The Nisim Hashasechem. The Shavisa you engage in is the Inisim. Right. Right. Yes, that Rechitza is a good question. Why Rechitza? Do we allow Rechitza Shem Hashatayna and Sicha? We don't. Let's see. Oh, Sahi. Let's take a look here. One second. The Rav suggests that even Rechitza Shem Hashatayna is Asur. How does that work? The Shulchan Aruch is explicit that Rechitza Shem Hashatayna is Asur, not Rechitza Shem Hashatayna.
Is that in
the Rambam? Right, maybe he's saying it's in Rambam only. That could be. Maybe in Rambam he would say that even Rechitza Shem Hashatayna is Asur. That could be. That's what he seems to be saying. Okay, so with that halacha maaseh application, let's just wrap up with one other very basic, famous machlokas shana. Bottom line is, you cannot use Yom Kippur, but you could use Nachas Shabbat.
Yes.
Purim Kippur, that's good. Right. I post and discuss. Can you take those Som Kal pills? Assume they work. They work. Anybody try them? Those Som Kal pills. What?
I haven't tried. I think it's mostly psychological.
I think a lot of time developing.
I know. A lot of time taking a lot of psychology courses.
So assume they work. There's no issue taking those on Yom Kippur, right? On Yom Kippur, supposedly you'll be experiencing less inui. So is that like an undermining of the din d'oraisa of experiencing inui?
There's no halacha that you have to feel sick on Yom Kippur.
Right. The mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur, according to Rush, is vidakta, so you shouldn't be so knocked out by the fasting and kippur. You should be able to tolerate better. So, achila and kippur itself is a riot that some kapil is mutter. There's no mitzvah to make yourself as miserable as possible on kippur. So, whatever it does to you, but you try to steel yourself for it in advance. So, for the same thing would be true for the deodorant. If you end up smelling like a perfume for the rest of the kippur because of your every kippur. Deodorant application, okay, you're new. As long as you don't do the deodorant application on YouTube itself.
What about chapstick?
Chapstick,
non-flavored.
A good question. That's another shiloh, because I'm yumped if you can't smooth out.
Before
yumped.
Yeah.
Also fine.
Does the Shulchan Aruch comment on Sikha Shani Shulchan?
So Mishnah Berurah discusses it in Bir Halacha. And. By Rechitza, he says Beferish, only Rechitza Shetainer. By Sicha, also, yeah, he says, even if it's only Lahavra Sazuma, it's Asr. He says. By Sicha, even Lahavra Sazuma is Asr.
Even
Lahavra Sazuma? Is Asr, yeah, so he says, yeah.
Why is that different than Rechitza
and Lahavra? So within the Shulchan Aruch, why is only Rechitza Shetainer Asr, and yet Sicha Lahavra Sazuma is Asr? Good question.
What is Sicha?
Sicha to remove perspiration, to remove bad odor, presumably. Good question. You know, within the Shulchan Aruch, you're right, there is a distinction between Rechitza and Sicha. Rechitza is mutter lahavir sazuma. The guy's perspiring, sweating in 90 degree heat, he can wash off the sweat, seems like. But Sicha, you cannot do.
Shulchan Aruch's time, they didn't have sprayed deodorant.
Correct. Sorry?
What's he referring to?
Sicha lahavir sazuma, nice sweet smelling oils. Perfume stuff. Okay, let's finish up one last very major machlokas shonim, very basic yisod. That's the following. The whole isser of the inuyim other than achila and shasiya. If you look in the second side of the page, the Rambam writes, Kesef Mishnah writes the following. Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rush, who says with regard to the inuyim of washing, sicha, tashmish, you know, sandal. The Rosh says the drushos from which we derive these inuyim are smachta ba'alma. Really just didn't do rabbanans. Didn't do rabbanans. That's why the halacha allows a melech and a kala to wash their faces and allows a recently a woman who gave birth recently to put on other shoes. According to Chachamim, according to Elazar, the halacha makes an exception for a melech and a kal to wash their faces in Yom Kippur. And Chachamim prohibited it. So why would Elazar allow it? Says the Rosh, if he's making allowances for a melech and a kal to wash their faces, apparently it's because he holds that the Isser is only Rabban to begin with. So the Rosh brings a right from that halacha, that machlokas atanayim, that the Isser of Sicha and Rechitza and Ilsa Sandals only Rabbanim. What's the Raisa according to Rosh? Only Achilu Shasiyah. That's Chiyuv Karis, that's big time, the Raisa. Okay, so according to Rosh, the Isser of Achilu Shasiyah, Chiyuv Karis, the Raisa. Rechitza, Sicha, and Ilsa Sandal, Tashmish, that according to Rosh is a Din Rabbanim. That's one Shita and Rishonim. Okay, so eventually quotes the Ran who says, what are you talking about? They're all the Raisa. And the Rambam also says the Kesef Mishnah seems to say that all of the inuim are deraisa. Now that's interesting because the Rambam back in Halacha Hey, on the one hand says lamadnu mipi hashmua, we derive from the Mesorah that there's an issur rechitza sticha and il sandal. He says mitzvah lishbos mikol elu kederach sheshoves miachilo shsiya. He certainly says that the same mitzvah applies to all. They're all deraisa. But he concedes that the chiyuv karis is only for eating and drinking. The chitza sicha nil sandal is makas mardus. You get malchus midravana. So it's very puzzling on one hand. The Rambam says that's a mitzvah to be shoves from the chitza sicha, etc., just like it's a mitzvah to refrain from eating and drinking. Makas all deraisa. According to Rambam, it's that change of punishment is very different. For Chilu Shasiyah, Karis. The others, Makas Marjus, just a form of Malchus. What you have here is a fundamental Machlokas Shoshonim. Everyone agrees that a Chilu Shasiyah is an Isser Doraisa Isser Karis. That's clear in Yom Kippur. Machlokas is the Rechitza, the Sicha, the Nilsasando, Kash Shemitah. According to the Rambam and the Ran, those are Isser Doraisa, albeit not punishable by Karis. According to the Rosh, those are only Isurei Drabanan. And the last thought is that the Soloveitchik suggests that the model that the Rambam uses for how to understand the Lechitza, Sicha, Nilas Asando, Tasha Shemitah is similar to the model of Melachan Cholamoe. How is that? Because Nevos Yom Tov Rambam writes that if one does melacha on Chol HaMoed, you get makas marjus. Which implies you get only punishment midrabanan. At the same time, he begins the melacha by saying that because it says in the pasuk by Chol HaMoed, mikra kodesh, therefore it's asa basis melacha. So, one hand is saying it says mikra kodesh, which implies you can't do melacha on Chol HaMoed midoraisa. Other hand, if you do melacha on Chol HaMoed, you don't get Malchus Deraisa, you get Makas Mardus, based in decreed Malchus. So what's the pshat in both of these cases? So Soloveitchik says like this: both Chol HaMoed melacha and Inuyim, aside from Achilu Shasiyah and Kippur, in both cases, the Isser in both is Deraisa. There's an Isser melacha Deraisa Chol HaMoed, and an Isser Deraisa of Lechitza, Sicha, Nilas Sando, Tashmita, and Yom Kippur. Isser Deraisa in both cases. But who determines which melachos are asur and Chol HaMoed, which are mutar? Chol HaMoed, we know there's some you can do, some you can't do. Ma'aseh Hedra, it's a Chol HaMoed, you could do. Ma'aseh Uman, you can't do. Who determines what melachos you can or can't do Chol HaMoed? Well, that the Torah left to Chachamim to determine. So too by Shabbat, by Yom Kippur. There's a din of inu midoraisa. Afflict yourself. Be shoves from these pleasures. What pleasures? Who determines what inu means? Inui for some guys means X, and for other guys means Y, right? So who determines what Inuyim is? Once again, Chachamim were given the flexibility to determine what the Inuyim are. So the Inuyim, the Etzimar Deraisa, point to Rambam, all of them. The Chachamim were the ones who were given the wherewithal to determine what the Inuyim are. Melachah Talmud also, are Deraisa Isur, but Chachamim determine which Melachas can or cannot be done. Because that's the famous Machalokas Rishonim with regards to the Inuyim Ayin Yom Kippur. And with that, wish everyone a Gemach Zimatova, wonderful evening. Yashkof, your Mitzvah Nevesh, coming out to learn on a busy night, even if you did think that it was the first of the Hilchot Shabbos installments. Okay. Apologies, that was not clear. But Be'ez Hashem, we will be starting officially Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos on the first Monday after Sukkot. That's the week after, right?
We're using the
Mishmaruch Chelek Gimel. We're going to be focusing on Simei Reishon Gimel, Reishon Zayin, Shin Yud Ches, all about Shehiya, Hatmana, Bishul, and Shabbos. Very, very halacha l'maisa relevance. Very exciting stuff. Spread the word. Starting fresh. First Monday after Sukkot. I don't know how long it's going to take, but to do it well, it's going to take a while. We're going to do Mishavur inside. We'll do a lot of Mishavurs inside. So, I assume so. I think so. I can't say for sure, but that's my assumption. But the first, we're going to be doing a lot of Mishavur inside. So make sure we bring Mishavurs to the Chaburs. Okay.
Okay, I'm up to the